EY.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, Alex, are we on? Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Hey, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Survival Economics with Frank Underhill. And he and I are going to be talking about mining stocks. And let's see, tomorrow at 10 o'clock on GCN, Dr. Norman Shealy, brain surgeon, we're going to be taking your calls. So if you have any medical questions, you can certainly talk with Dr. Norman Shealy. And today, our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from the threats around where you live. We're going to be talking about strategic relocation. Are you considering moving your family, maybe to a Plan B location? Or what if you plan to stay in place where you are and something bad happens? Joel Skousen is the world-renowned expert in strategic relocation. We're going to be discussing where to move and considerations of that move. Joel Skousen's written several books, including Essential Principles for the Conservation of Liberty, Strategic Relocation, The North American Guide to Safe Places, The Secure Home, Survival Home Manual, Architectural Design, Construction, and Remodeling of Self-Sufficient Residences and Retreats, and How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. Joel Skousen designs and consults on hardening retreat homes, including fallout shelters and HEPA air filtration systems. Welcome, Joel Skousen.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Vincent. It's going to be fun to talk to your class today.
Yeah, hey, Joel, I remember listening to you so often on Art Bell's Coast to Coast, I mean, many years ago. And I have one of your books from that era, and I also have in the broadcast classroom with me today, Strategic Relocation, The North American Guide to Safe Places, the third edition. It's 348 pages of what you need to know about moving. And I'd like to tell the class before we start that I spent years looking for a place to live, and maybe Joel Skousen is going to critique the location that I've selected here in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, but it sure would have saved me a lot of time and about 20,000 miles had I had a copy of your book, Strategic Relocation.
Well, thanks, Vince. It's really a one-stop shopping center of everything in North America that I consider safe, and I even have in this new third edition a complete first section on about international retreating and about how to select a safe country. So it really covers a lot. There's been a lot of talk about people getting out of the United States who realize the globalist problems we have with the conspiracy and government to take away liberty and figuring out they can find safer places elsewhere. But so I analyzed that in this latest third edition, and it's been very successful.
Joel Skousen, you say in your book that the United States and Canada are among the safest places to live. Could you just tell us a little bit about that before we get into the meat of the class?
Yeah, the basic problem has to do with reiterate, first of all, what people think are the major problems with the U.S. and Canada in the sense that we're the hotbed of globalism in the sense that the power structure of trying to implant globalist ideals and the lack of sovereignty and the diminution of liberty emanates out of Washington, D.C. now. And obviously it's an Anglo-American conspiracy for power that's been going on for centuries, but now it's kind of gravitated to the big gorilla, 900-pound gorilla in the room, the United States of America. And we seem to be driving all of the globalist agenda with our Council on Foreign Relations here and the Trilateral Commission. And Canada seems to be the stepchild of the U.S. They seem to be the yes man of U.S. globalists doing everything. So a lot of people say, got to get out of this country because this is where the problem is, especially in my analysis as editor of the World Affairs Brief, where I talk about the threat of Russia and China eventually attacking the West and our own government pretending as if they're not a threat. This seems to be the worst place to be if we're going to be subject to a nuclear attack someday. And yet, with that said, I've lived in many, many countries around the world, especially Latin America and South America and Europe. And I'll tell you, things are not all that rosy there, even though they don't have globalists actually engendering this hate and discontent around the world. They also are very much lackeys to a great deal of the power structure in the world. And they have a built-in socialist agenda in many of these countries that has in the past and will in the future end up looking upon expatriate Americans living there as prime examples to confiscate bank accounts and confiscate property and otherwise, treat them as second-class citizens. But here in the United States and Canada, the core thing that I emphasize is there is no other place on the face of this planet that has as many millions of people who are schooled from very early age, not necessarily in the public schools, but from conservative parents and private schools and the great history that we have in the history of a constitution of liberty and a people who have a built-in resistance to government tyranny. And it is ultimately those millions of people that you have to rely on someday when tyranny comes. And you have to go underground, you have to struggle, you have to survive, you have to do all the things you talk regularly about in this program. You've got to have a network of people or you've got to build one. And there isn't any country in the world that has the millions of people that we have here that not only have arms and can resist tyranny, but have the philosophical basis. Even Canadians understand a lot about the American Constitution and the history of liberty, not having formal constitution themselves there, but having piggybacked upon the liberties that we have developed in the United States. There is a tremendous resistance here. And lastly, I want to point out that it's very important. I write this book mostly for Americans who are my prime audience. And it's important to be able to blend in if you have to hide from government tyranny. You have to be able to blend in, and it's very difficult to blend in a foreign country where you don't match the culture, you're not fluent in the language, whereas it's much, much easier to hide in plain sight, if you will, in places like this.
Absolutely critical point, Joel Skousen, when you say it's important to blend in. Absolutely critical, class. So keep that in your mind. Joel, we've been thinking about moving as Americans. So many people call me and email me, and I want to apologize, Glass. I've been gone for 4 days at Nevada at Gunstock, and so my emails are behind. So please be patient with me. I'll get to all of them within a day or so. I should have them all answered. So if I haven't answered yours, I apologize, but I will. Joel Skousen, we've been talking about relocation, but when we think about that, There's definitely a balance between what's happening in our lives today, our current lifestyle, for example, and future security. And I'm thinking of a dear friend of USAPrepares.com who is in the process of building a house and changing his lifestyle from city to country environment. And he's got to think about that. Can we talk a little bit about what we need to consider when we do that, moving from the city, for example, with a wonderful lifestyle to moving to the country? It's a tremendous difference in lifestyle.
It is, Vince, and I've probably done more consulting with people who have made mistakes of moving to city to country than I have success stories. Now, even though I'm a big believer in it myself, there are just so many advantages in terms of healthy lifestyle, the rural lifestyle, of being able to get closer to nature, to raise children where you have a work ethic, that's involved. there's some real problems in the sense that it's very difficult for most people to make a living in the rural lifestyle. And I remember Y2K, when I was on Gary North's committee, we were talking about, you know, how to prepare people for Y2K and the potential of social unrest. And I consistently said, be very, very careful about dumping everything and moving out in the countryside and severing your financial lifeline. Because, you know, as an expert in self-sufficiency, I've been in this since 1976 when I first wrote the book, The Secure Home. And I've been helping, I've designed homes for people and helped supervise relocation things for every state and province in Canada. And I'll tell you, self-sufficiency is expensive. It's not cheap. There's a lot of equipment involved. And so I must have gotten, you know, dozens of people call me after Y2K and say, well, I didn't listen to your advice. I went and moved, quit my job. I left, went out into the country and bought a beautiful retreat place. And then I ran out of money, and I couldn't sustain it. Now what do I do? And I say, well, you've got to go back and start over. You've got to get back into the city, reestablish your financial lifeline, and then do this in a step-by-step process of, first of all, locating, if you have to stay within a major metro, how to locate in an area that's out of the major population refugee path take if there's a problem. And then how to develop an income stream where you can put away savings. You have to do some minimum survivalization of your city home, and then you prepare strategic plans for how to get out of Dodge if things fall apart, how to get the information so you have advance warning when that's happening, and then how to establish a retreat somewhere that's within a viable distance, how to plan on how to get there. And, you know, there's all kinds of different levels of people's finances. People who don't have any money can rely on other people and relatives to provide joint retreat action. Other people who have more money can actually develop a vacation home somewhere that can provide dual purposes. And often in my consultations, I deal with a lot of people whose wives haven't bought into the same understanding of the threats as the man has. And occasionally it's the opposite, where the wife is more advanced than the man in understanding what the threats are. And so you're having to deal with, how do I justify spending this money on preparation when I don't have unity within the family? And oftentimes having a vacation retreat is the way to satisfy both of those. The wife can buy into the need for a vacation retreat, and the man can also put in, you know, survival aspects to that too.
Joel Skousen of joelskousen.com, joelskousen.com. There's a link on the website. We're talking about strategic relocation. I'm Vin Finelli, usaprepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am at controls. And Joel Skousen is with me. And if you'd like to find Joel Skousen, he's on the website, usaprepares.com, page one, right-hand side. And if you'd like to go directly to his website, it's Joel Skousen, JoelSkousen.com. Joel Skousen, I'm looking at the strategic relocation state ratings, regional state ratings, page 219 and 218 in your book. And you have a summary facts and ratings section, and you talk about the climate, and specifically I'm looking at Missouri, and it said it generally has a humid climate, cold winters, hot and humid summers, 27 tornadoes per year. Talks about the cost of living index is considered low, and private land availability is considered good. Only 6% of the land is state and federally owned. That's excellent. It talks about building permits. Says food production is very good. There's a 150 to 210-day growing season. Talks about traffic, politics. Let's see. We're 32nd highest with a tax burden. Corruption. Corruption is ranked high. You're absolutely correct. Corruption is high. Crime, violent crime is high. Regulation for homeschooling. We have a nuclear power plant. Joel, this is fabulous. can you talk about some of the other criteria that people need to know about when they consider strategic relocation?
Well, let me first of all comment on this list. You know, this is about 20 summary facts that I put in the beginning of my analysis of each state and province of the Union and Canada. This is actually, there's a much broader section in the beginning of the book where I go in detail about all of these general areas about taxes and about how to, you know, play the state taxes versus, you know, no income tax versus no sales tax between states. I talk about, you know, gun rules and laws and homeschooling and why that's important in terms of a sign of liberty within a state or freedom from to practice alternative medicine. So when I talk about each of those subjects in general at the beginning of the book, and we give various ratings of which states are highest, which ones, then I take all of that and synthesize it into each state analysis so that the person doesn't have to go dig back through the beginning of the book on homeschooling. It's all summarized in here, and that's what you were just reading. And it really makes for an easy read or easy reference thing. And then when I go in, I give specific notes about the states, for example, and this is gets to the heart of the question you're asking, what are the general things that need to that people need to keep in mind in? So let me address that question by saying, in general, the biggest threat to people in strategic relocation is high population density. Now, sure, there are nuclear targets in certain areas that are absolutely deadly to be around. There's nuclear power plants. That's a problem. If they should ever melt down, you know that you have – they're actually much more dangerous in a meltdown than a nuclear weapon because there's so many long-lived isotopes that will create radiation problems for years after a Fukushima or a Chernobyl, whereas a nuclear weapon – essentially, all radioactive particles are gamma rays, and those are gone in 3 days mostly and up to 2 weeks in the longest term. And so a lot of people don't realize that even though nuclear power plants are generally safe, when they do go bad or if they do get hit by a bomb, you know, they provide a major source of deadly radiation for many, many years. But the population density is the biggest problem because in almost anything, whether it's a natural disaster or especially a nationwide conflict or a terrorist event where there's a major problem, an EMP strike or a shutdown of the major utility grid, you could have panic and social unrest actually making cities unlivable. As we know, our government is pushing urbanization for causes of the environment and less pollution, and we want to, you know, have sustainability and all those Agenda 21 type traps that they're pushing. But the main thing that nobody talks about is that when you push high densities of people into a city, even though it's more efficient for making a living, more efficient for dealing with people, it only stands up when everything in the infrastructure is working. When you stop having electricity, when you stop the trains and the trucks from getting in, and you have no food supply, people panic and they start to pillage within a week. There's no choice because there's no way out.
Joel Skousen's with me, joelskousen.com. We're going to be talking about where to live, where to move, when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements. I'm Vin Finelli, usapreparers.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. You've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Joel Skousen and I are talking about strategic relocation. And Joel just mentioned that the biggest threat to us is high population density, which could result in panic and social unrest. And in his book, Strategic Relocation, the first 160 pages are dedicated to the criteria for your consideration prior to a strategic relocation. And class, a lot of us believe that we are nine meals away from anarchy. That's three meals a day with the average food supply of 3 days. So 3 meals times 3 days, 9 meals away from anarchy. And Joel Skousen, as I look through your book, there's a map on page 132 that shows population density. And if you divide the country vertically, east versus west, right through the middle of the country, it looks, it's very clear that the highest population density is east, from the center line of the country to the east.
That's absolutely true. And in fact, the coastal areas are the biggest threat because those are the highest population, especially the East Coast. You look at that New York, New Jersey, all the way up through Connecticut, I mean, it's just a wall of black. That population density and that high density Northeast area is over 1,000 people per square mile, as compared to the Intermountain West, which is the least populated area. You're talking about Idaho, Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, parts of Montana and Oregon, eastern Oregon. You're talking about 35 people per square mile. When you talk about things melting down and population fanning out to look for food and things, your chances of getting overwhelmed by people in the eastern area, eastern half of the United States, are about triple of what they are in the west. And that's one of the reasons why no state gets a 4-star rating in the east, except perhaps for Tennessee, because it's got that Cumberland Plateau area. But generally speaking, it's difficult to get a high rating in the east. Even in Missouri, because the Ozarks are the highest rated area where you're in, in Missouri, and yet they're still going to get overflow as people in the east get past the Appalachians and get into the Midwest, and the Midwest people starting to flow further west as well. You're ending up with, on a long-term basis, guaranteed there's some social unrest that you'll have to deal with.
And Joel Skousen, when you talk about a wall of black, what you're talking about is you have dots on this map. So it's a gray map with black dots on it, and each dot represents 7,500 people. And what I believe you're saying is that there's so many black dots on this map that's a wall of black on the East Coast.
That's right. And, you know, I give even zero state ratings to places like Hawaii and Florida, one, because they're trap zones. Florida, for example, everybody eventually is going to have to exit northward, and that impinges the Gulf Coast areas. People tend to fan out either towards southern Georgia or towards the west going along Highway 10. You know, California has those major black dot areas in the San Francisco area and the Southern California area. What makes the Intermountain West so good is that if you look at the center of that around Salt Lake City, which in and of itself isn't a good area because it's a high-density metro area, but all around that, you're surrounded by 500 miles of just stark desert and mountain terrain that people from California, San Francisco, Seattle have to go through 700 miles of trackless wasteland to get to this Intermountain area. And even from Denver out there on the Colorado Front Range has another 500 miles to get there. So it provides a buffer zone of desert and trackless wasteland to get to those safe areas in the Intermountain West. Whereas, for example, in the East Coast, you have all of these high-density population centers. People leaving the New York, New Jersey area or Washington, D.C. and trying to head westward still run into huge population centers in Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Chicago and Illinois, and all of those people are going to be, you know, drifting into the refugee streams heading south and westward. So it's going to be very, very difficult for people to get out on the roads if they haven't provided some type of safe retreat in rural areas that will be, in essence, out of those refugee streams.
So, Joel Skousen, when you live in, Dr. Howard Shane and I flew from Nevada back to Missouri, and we were looking down over, we were flying at night at times, and we were looking down, and we could see the cities very, very clearly because of all the lights. And we kept saying over and over and over again, wow, I sure wouldn't want to be there, because if the power went out, it would be an area of just social unrest within days. There'd be panic, there'd be blood all over, because it was clear that these places were trapped, absolutely trapped. There's no place for these people to go. And then there was some place that were surrounded by desert, and there was no place for them to get out and survive because of the heat and the lack of water and the lack of fertility of the ground. And there weren't even animals on the ground that we could see. So you have all that in your book, and you know, the ability to grow food and so forth. So how does a person who has a job plan for something like what you do and what I do? I mean, you can do what you do as a consultant from wherever. I can do what I do as a radio broadcaster and a farmer almost from wherever I'd like to, almost. If I were a computer consultant that wanted to fly around, I could work from almost anywhere. But how does a person go about that transition and preparing and finding that ultimate place on a high, high level of discussion?
Well, what I do, and I can walk you through what I do on a normal consultation. I have them happen every day. People call me and say, all right, here's my situation. What are my possibilities? And the first thing I have to look at is short-term versus long-term. In other words, they may have a short-term situation that requires it, but are they locked into that? Or they can, in the next 10 years, you know, make changes sufficiently to change that short-term locked-in relationship to their job in that particular city and change that to something that gives them more flexibility. And if they can't do it, then I've got to deal with something fairly localized so that they can get to it. Or if they can't do it but they have a lot of money, I can give them options like, I'm going to suggest you get a pilot's license. You know, these are the kinds of airplanes that can give you, you know, where to station an airplane at an airport that doesn't have a tower so that you can get out even if they shut down the air traffic control system. You know, lots of things that people can do if they have money. The toughest situation is people, you know, who don't have money that are fairly locked in, and I have to find local solutions. You know, as good as I really like, you know, Jim Rawls' survival blog and his strategies and things, he's basically said there's five states in the Intermountain West that qualify as a redoubt, and everything else is essentially a lost cause. And I just don't believe in writing off all the other areas of the country in that way. In fact, I can find safe areas in almost any area of the country. It's just relative safety relative to other things. I mean, there's no absolute safe place because they're antithetical to earning a living. I mean, if you want to get into a hermit situation in the high 8,000-foot levels of the mountains of Idaho, yeah, you're probably going to be able to survive anything except maybe, you know, starvation because you can't grow. I mean, there's limits to everything that you put as a safe zone. But if you're going to live within society, you really have to compromise and know how to make these compromise decisions. And it's very complex. There's no easy solutions. I can't tell you how many people I've had call on the phone and say, Joel, just tell me where the safe places are, and I'm done. And it's just not that easy. People have families. They have climate things that they can or cannot tolerate. They have health issues. And the people who have the greatest flexibility are the people who are out of the public school system, out of the medical system, so they're dealing with natural nutrition. They know how to fix themselves. They know how to eat properly and stay healthy. They've learned to be independent in their finances, even if it doesn't have to be wealthy, but they have independent means of being able to maneuver and make a living, you know, without being tied into an employer-employer relationship. Those people have the greatest, you know, facility. And strangely enough, people who have larger families often have more possibilities than others, especially as the kids get grown. They can network and develop different talents so they can support one another. It's very difficult to survive as an island alone. It's much better if you develop informal networks of cooperation with like-minded people.
Very interesting that you say that, Joel, because you're describing who we are at USAPrepares.com. A lot of us fit exactly that description. And what you're describing and what others that are part of our organization describe is what we used to have back in the 1800s, a larger family network where all family members are cooperating. Let's say they all work on the farm. They all work together. There's no rivalry within the family. It's one cause, and everybody's on board going the same direction, all working for the common goal of the survival of the family unit and the community.
But, you know, one caution that I've had, though, I've consulted with a fair amount of survival communities. A lot of them have been religious-based. A few of them have just been survival-oriented. And there's been some major mistakes made in those areas that in the first place. When people put together, and I've been called in to consult on the design of a compound, so to speak, that has this, you know, underground survival shelters that are done in a common area and that people own kind of condominium rights into those things. But, you know, I get called in sometimes after this project's already started, and I remember one project where they had this great big parking lot, and they had this big steel-plated door that would open up where you'd have the stairway going down, accessing all the underground shelters that had been built in a condominium style. And I said, you know, the first thing you've got to do is scrap this entrance. I mean, you just cannot have a parking lot with an entrance here. I mean, if you get there and arrive at a parking lot and there's a group of 100 people around that entrance trying to get in, how are you going to get in? It's just impossible. You need to have a little mini country club and a little putting green or something, some reason for being out there that sits on top of your entrance. You can't just put this in the middle of a parking lot. And it's besides, you know, it's on the building plans, and everybody in the community knows there's this survival community out here. This is just a death trap. And then you've marketed it nationally. You can't do that because then everyone else knows about it.
Joel Skous, we're talking about Plan B, where to live, where to relocate. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com, and we'll talk about a golf course that did exactly what Joel's talking about when we come back in just a minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joe Scouse is with me, and just before the break, we were talking about an underground shelter with a parking lot, and should something go bad, there would be a lot of people that would be owners, if you will, of this organization or this parking lot with the bunker underneath. And how do you all get in at the same time? And that's a concern. And Joel Skousen, I was driving along the interstate on the East Coast in West Virginia many, many years ago, and I saw this huge, huge parking lot. I mean, it was a massive parking lot. And it was about 5,000 feet long. And right next to that was a rail line. And I decided that there had to be some secret facility under there. So I went to visit it. And it was the Greenbrier Hotel. And under the Greenbrier Hotel and Golf Course in West Virginia is a bunker. It's now declassified, but it was the bunker that was built by President Eisenhower with 550 bedrooms and a hospital and a mortuary and a generator, diesel generator, and so forth. And I'm sure you know all about that. But that's what they did. They built a golf course on top of their bunker.
That's right. And it's, as I say, important to, you know, plan ahead. The problem with a major development, you know, and there is one today that's marketed, a very high-end development of survival shelters and things that you can buy into on a condominium basis. But when you have to market that nationwide, I can tell you that it's completely compromised. There's no way in a major crisis you're going to get and take possession of that without having to deal with hordes of people who want to get in as well.
Yeah, just because you own it doesn't mean that you can access it. And you know, Joel Skousen, we have a weekly meetup in Springfield, Missouri, where I go and host a seminar. And we have different seminar speakers coming in. We talk about solar power and wind power and survival economics and the economy and how to grow a garden and so forth. I mean, there's a different seminar every Friday night by a great speaker. And we take over this small restaurant in Springfield. And a lot of people just show up, and sometimes the same theme arrives. Why don't you guys This is by somebody new. Why don't you guys just form a cooperative and pool all your money together and, you know, buy some land and you all own it and you all work it and you all protect each other. And that's not who we are. What we are is we're a group of individuals that have our own properties that want to work well and help each other and our neighbors. So how does that fit in with your scheme of things, owning and helping your neighbors?
I've consulted with about three survivalist groups, and they have all self-destructed after time. Two of them are religious-based. There's always a general leader. And, you know, the survivalists are an independent-minded people. They don't work good in communal relationships. The only one successful I've had in designing is where everybody had their own private property, and they had they just were in the same area, and the land was bought generally and then subdivided. People had their own property, their own generators, their own self-sufficiency. Even when you try to do centralized generation of power, you know, the hassles over who's going to pay for the maintenance and who blew out this circuit breaker and who will cause an overthink. I mean, there's just a thousand different things that can go wrong with an association of people. And that's why I really think that the best things that have worked have been informal networking of individuals with their own property and selling produce one from another, and people who can't, you know, who earn more money, have more money to put in, you know, but it's all done on a free market basis of interchange between people. That's what works, not communal type organizations.
You know, it's very interesting you say that, Joel, because there was a television special about us, and they featured, you know, USA Prepares, and they said Vincent and his followers. And I went on the radio. I went on the radio several days after that, and I said, you know, Vincent doesn't have any followers. Vincent and the people that come to these meetups and come to the expo, the Get Prepared Expos, we're all thinking the same way. We're all going the same direction. It's not that Vincent has followers. We're just all going the same direction and think the same way. Joel Skousen has been with us. Thank you so much, Joel. We're going to be back again and again and again. JoelSkousen.com. There's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, or you can go to JoelSkousen.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.